from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Boy, what a day we have had today here in for Grant and Danny. It has been, we've been touched. First of all, the Nationals did us a justice because they set the tone. They put all of our fan base in a great mood. Nothing beats starting off with a victory. That is it's a good thing. Max, we could not lose. Then Pete Medhurst, and he was hitting the gun at 98, 99 miles per hour, you know, coming off the gun. And so it was just hard for us to kind of mess this thing up. And then we get Muscles. And whenever you get Massenburg, one of the most imposing individuals on planet Earth, and then we come back now and the pride of DeMatha and University of Maryland, NBA, and this dude with a microphone in his hand, once I throw it over to him, Max, we may not get it back. Because he's built that way. He's that gifted. And so, already called the other stag over, Andre, and I said, just let him know. Just put him on point. I said, hey, man, we got Branch. I just want to let you know. So I put it out on alert right now because I know how you stags operate. Y'all got a secret society. So I have to put it out on blast. How you doing, AB?
Man, look, I'm over. I just turned 60. Can I get a little more sauce on the introduction? Can I get a little more hype?
Well, sure. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you have done so much in so little time. You're a baby. You hit 60. Wow, that makes me feel old since I covered you in high school and college.
I know.
Means I've got to be older than 60. Yeah. Yeah,
I call you big brother, man. Thanks for the invitation. Yeah. 4th of July. Man, it's hot, Doc. It's hot. It's hot. It's as hot as that fastball that youngin' was throwing for the Nationals today. It is hot here in Phoenix. Woo.
Yeah, you're in Phoenix. So you knew that when you went there, that's part of being in Phoenix. They call it Valley of the what? Sun.
Sun.
Yeah, Valley of the Sun. So won't take you time because I know you got a pickleball match coming up pretty soon. But this NBA deal, and you cover the game, you cover college basketball as well. Was too much made over Bronny because of LeBron?
It comes with the territory. First and foremost, I love this young man. He's the son that we'd all like to have. Very respectful, very hardworking, and he's aware of everything that's being said. The sad part, the challenge is his father cast such a big shadow that many people will say he didn't earn it. A four-year guaranteed contract at 4 points a game in the second round, folks will say he didn't earn it. Okay, I'll give you that. That is plausible. And then LeBron, now this is his third where he's the player coach, because he was the player coach for Darvinham. He was the player coach for J.J. Redick, and he was the player coach with old boy that won the title. What's Redick really going to say? He'll be like, man, shut up. My career is better than yours. You know, like Moses Malone said to Mike Fratello. It's like, man, what are you saying? You never had a career. How are you coaching me? So, anyway, it comes with the territory. I will say this. If you roll back the emotion, the Lakers are going to love this young guy. And I'll tell you why. He's going to be a fan favorite in the form of a young Kobe. Now, let me roll back what I'm saying.
Please Kobe do.
Kobe was a teenager, and they loved him for the excitement. They're going to love Bronny, not because he's Kobe-esque. He wouldn't be that. If you get him to be a Eric Bledsoe, that's saying a lot. If you get him on as a Drew Holiday eventually, that says a lot.
Brewing.
He is what he is. He's a defensive junkyard dog. He is his dad at 6'2". He knows how to play. But they're going to love him for this reason. Anthony Davis and LeBron are now Serena Williams, which means the last 5-7 years of Serena's career, Serena didn't care about rankings. She didn't care about number ones. She's like, call me when it's time for the playoffs, for the majors. LeBron and Anthony are like, man, call me in April. I don't care about November, December, January. They're just shadow boxing until it's time. The reason they're going to love his son is he's going to play hard. He's going to spur those old-timers on. He's going to make all the right hustle plays that you need from young guys. That's how the Laker Nation is going to like him, and that's how they're going to remind him affectionately, not of the high-level Kobe Bryant skill, but because of a young, fascinating teenager that's given it everything he's got.
I've tried to describe this to Max, but you wore the uniform. What is it like to be a Laker? I mean, you know what it was like to be a stag and a terrapin. Not everybody can say that. What does it mean to be a Laker?
You gotta have that quiet obnoxiousness about you, like, you know we're going to get you. You know we're better than you. You got to have a mindset. Like they say nowadays, you got to be built for that. Not everybody. Right. I love you, Kwame Brown. Snoop, what's his name? Snoop Parker, the point guard that was about the same time. Not everybody is built to be a Laker. You got to be able to handle the chaos. And you got to be confident. Like, no, I got game, and I'm going to go show you I got game. So is everybody built for that? No. It's just like with you, UCLA and Tinseltown, Washington Hogs. Hey, look, it's been, what is it now, Doc, 40 years since you played and 40, I played? And they still ain't better than that generation. But the mindset, it's got to be a mindset. And if you turn that word mindset around, you got to have a set mind that you're coming in to kick tail and take names.
Well, I mean, you lived it. You lived it, and you still are administrating it to our youth. And the waters are different because of technology. It seems like we're challenged now because of the readiness of information, the phone, the device. There's no lag time now. So as you confront and deal with young people, as you do in a leadership capacity right now, how are we doing? How do you feel about the group? It seems like there's far more upside than down.
Yeah, that's well said. And I know that you're being very gracious and allowing me the microphone, but everything you just said about me, you can say about yourself and we. Listening audience, you don't know I call Doc frequently just getting advice. I call him Big Brother because he always has a perspective. And you know when you're talking to a wise man, when it's responsive and not reactionary. Doc, man, the house is on, you know, the house and somebody's life is on fire, and it's not reactive, it's responsive. Okay, let's pluck this one step at a time. Let's see what you can undo, what's been worked in, work it out. So thank you for your example. Answering that question, I'm full of hope, Doc. Just like you said, I'm full of hope. These young people, yes, you continue to grow in knowledge. Now they have quantum computers, which is supersonic to the supersonic speed. But one thing never changes. Vince Lombardi, it's not winning, it's the will to win. So it's the will to want to do what's right. It's the will to still say please and thank you. It's the will to still do what's right because it's right and do it right. Those truisms never go out of style. And so that's what I'm devoting my life, as I'm privileged to encourage young people. How do you feel? You still need this. Someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. That helps balance someone from being imbalanced and feeling unvalued.
Okay. Solve this mystery for me. Will the Clippers be successful in a new building?
I'm going to be like Deion. You got one more question. I'm getting ready to be so expensive. Like Deion said, you got to put me on layaway.
Well, I'm just saying, the Clippers, then new building, they lose Paul George. Explain that riddle for me. I'll do that, and then we'll let you get back to your vivils.
All right, hey, junior varsity is always junior varsity. It's still a Laker town. Come on. Yankees, it's still a Yankees town. Come on. It's still a Dodgers town. Man, here's the skinny. This disturbed me. Paul George is going to be a Hall of Famer in the form of James Harden. Paul George was a top-paid player in the form of James Harden. Mm-hmm. But when this young man just said 2 weeks ago, I'm not in it to win championships. Mm-hmm. I'm in it just to play the right kind of basketball, I wouldn't have given him an Urban Coalition hot dog in a jersey. Take your jersey off. Man, what are you saying? You're just in it for the payday. I wouldn't have touched that man. I love this guy, but I wouldn't have touched him. He ain't got the right perspective. And take James with you. I love James, but God dang, in the playoffs, can you give me something, Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, it is refreshing to hear the enthusiasm coming out of your voice. You know, we love you. We like to know, I know you probably, security purposes, can't relate when you're going to actually put your foot on our soil. So I'll retract that question. And that was rude of me to even suggest that. But until the next time we get lucky enough to have you on our air, we are blessed and we thank you for your time.
Hey, Doc, love you. Love the show. Thank you for your example, man. You are the best, and I stand on your shoulders. I know my cousin Andre is out there probably somewhere listening. I stand on his shoulders. Hey, look, tell him about Andre Jones. 5 Emmys and tell somebody got 5 Emmys. Keep it quiet. That young man.
Yeah, no, man. I'm still wrecking. I'm chasing him. He's doing the Barry Sanders to me right now, but I ain't going to give up on him. I'm going to keep chasing him. Hey, man, number love for you, man. Happy 4th. Enjoy.
You
got it.
Happy 4th. Max. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
A Stag, a Terrapin, and a Laker. Those are three jerseys you can have up in your bedroom that or your den. Not bad. That's high cotton. We'll take a break right here. DOC, Maxi. And for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. 4th of July edition. Weather playing a few tricks on us, apparently. It's still, as long as it doesn't hurt the show must go on. I'm kind of amazed, and it really shows about how we're growing as a sports community. Third hour, no Pigskin. No, well, we did a little bit of it, but just in a mention, covering about WNBA with Mass. Pretty impressive. I'm impressed. Now, I had a question about the beautiful game to you. Look, there's been gymnastics, tennis, MMA. There's all kind of stuff going on. Every time I sit down and really focus on soccer, I'm always blown away at how physical it is. Yet it's never, doesn't seem to get its credit. Some of the biggest collisions I've seen in sports since the NFL. Changed from being really, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It may be longer than that because it's been back in the Stone Ages.
Doc, I hate to interrupt, but we have a guest, an unexpected guest.
Please don't tell me it's Big Tony because you're going to disappoint me. No way. Hey, don't do this, man. Seriously.
I'm not messing with
you. No. Don't do this. See, this is when you start messing with me right now. There's no way that Chris Russell is calling in on a weekend, on a show with him and all the rest of the big wigs. They're off. They're out playing pickleball. They're traveling. They're doing appearances. They're doing the barbecues. They're with their families. They don't do holidays. They don't work on holidays. That's for the others. You got to be kidding me. Rooster?
Doc. I mean, I had to basically twist Mad Max's arm just to get a spot on the DOC extravaganza on a holiday.
Never, ever impose upon you.
Yeah.
You don't work. You don't do this.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call in as I've been listening on my way back from rural Spotsylvania County. Unfortunately, I had a memorial service to for my kid's grandmother. So, you know, I've had a lot of time to process and listen to you pontificate. And I said, I'm just looking for the right spot because, you know, unlike me, you're planned, you're prepared, you're just knocking it out one after another. I had to find a way to just to weasel in, just to get the door open a crack so that I could share the airwaves with you after we didn't get to work together on Tuesday like normal.
Well, I got bumped. Look, Rooster, I'm just, it's all about Winbag Wednesdays, who, by the way, it was just amazing.
Well, there was a lot of windbaggery, Doc. Some of it we can't talk about. So I'm just gonna.
I understand.
You know, I'm just gonna slow it down right there. But there was a lot of windbaggery.
WWE. But that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
That's why it is so hot. That's why it's must listen to radio, because you never really know what you're gonna get. When you've got the whale.
Well, you know, sometimes that's a good thing, right? I mean, sometimes it's good that you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes it's a bad thing. You know, here's what I know. I know that when the doctor is on the microphone, that I'm going to get a perspective that I can't get anywhere else. I'm going to get that unique season perspective. And I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy the dulcet tones. And then I hear Max chiming in, and I hear your guests. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I was not too high and mighty, that I was not above reproach, and that I could actually give you a call on a holiday or a weekend. So that's why I'm doing it in the middle of a rainstorm on the way back from Spotsylvania up to Chantilly.
J.P. Finley is the only celebrity star guy who does this on a regular basis. JP's always done. JP, I don't write it down, because as soon as I write it down, then maybe it wouldn't happen. Guaranteed that he's was in Paris. He's kind of grown into your persona. I mean, he is not in your space yet, but he's close.
Well,
no, he's really close.
I will tell you this. I'd rather be J.P. Finley than the Rooster. I can tell you that much for many reasons.
I don't buy that. And I'll say this about B. Mitch. B. Mitch has offered, as have you. As have you. And I just won't. I just, no. I mean, I feel no. And so.
You know what it is, Doc. I don't ever want to like rain on your parade. I don't want to ever.
No,
I don't ever want to deny the listening audience more time, more nuggets, more morsels, more nooks and crannies out of your brain. So that's why I don't call in all the time.
No, you've inspired me. Our puck talk has doubled because you inspired me. I mean, my first producer was the Iceman, Steve Kobe. So I've had Koken, Kobe, all these hockey. I love it. And was just about to get into the physicality of soccer, because I didn't realize, because I do way more hockey than soccer, obviously, but.
Right.
And they're padded up for, I just took it for, I didn't realize how physical soccer is and why we're not reporting it and discussing it. These are no pads. Just body shot after body shot. And so I'm running by with Max. But I don't know, Max. I can't believe.
I gained a new appreciation for soccer, say, over the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, somewhere in that range. I mean, it is, like you said, a lot of people thought, oh, they flop like European centers. Down in the paint, you know, when you blow on them in the NBA.
That's not necessarily the case. Right. Not what I just witnessed. I've been watching and really marvel. I watched Colombia and Brazil in lot of form, and I was wondering why the U.S. team USA was struggling. And then, of course, Lou is a former soccer guy. I mean, he's won a national championship, Lou Holder. Yeah. So I was just trying to get more and more in touch with that. But if we had
Doc, do you go as deep on soccer with the draft boards and in the war room like you do for the NFL draft?
No, I don't do any of that. No, that's Sheehan. Don't confuse me with Kevin. No, I don't know.
Sheehan has always told me that you like to go about 600 deep.
No. I let the beauty of what we have here is that when I have you and Hoffman and Sheehan, what do I need? All I got to do is listen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like really, it's like eavesdropping. And,
and you especially love when we talk about wide receivers, too. Anybody under 6'7 and 350 pounds, well, that is your cup of tea, right?
Well, no, it's not. No, but I don't, but I want to learn. I'm trying to learn what you guys do. I got to learn that because it's not going to work. What you're talking about is not going to work.
Right.
But I'm interested in that. I'm interested because, you know, eventually you might get lucky. Because what you guys talk about, for the most part, is what the Miami Dolphins are. It's all window dressing. It sounds great.
Yeah,
you got the fastest guy. He's quick. He's all that. But he's never going to be in the final game of the year.
Yeah. The one thing I would say, though, Doc, is so far, you know, under this, whatever you would call the Mike McDaniel way, right? And both of us worked with Mike McDaniel. I mean,
good kid.
You know,
good kid.
We knew when Mike was a young, low-level assistant and, you know, worked his way up to the wide receivers coach before he left here and so on and so forth.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of him. I love him.
Me too.
You know, we used to go, you know, have a little fun together every once in a while, me and Mike. But, you know, but I would say this. While they're not in the final game of the year, that's fair. But I will say this. I'd rather be in one of the final games of the year than be 4-13, you know?
No, but Russo, they haven't beaten anybody good. They can't beat a good team.
I get that.
It's window dressing.
Doc, I don't know if you heard this, but I mentioned it with JP and B-Mitch yesterday when they so kindly had me on their show, and I mentioned that at the end of Windbag Wednesday yesterday.
No, I missed yesterday.
All right, well, do you know that in the last 17 games that I have been, the last 16 games that I have been present at as either a fan a member of the media in the DMV?
You're bad news.
Yeah, I'm 1-15, Doc. 1-15.
You're bad news. But when
and
I
that
heard
was a three-point
that
win against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, when I heard that, I go, anybody that covers our local teams, that's not as bad as it sounds.
I know. But it's real bad. You don't want me. I'm like a black cloud hanging over. So hopefully I haven't ruined your radio show.
But what teams? Well, no, Max. See, I've got a rabbit's foot, Max. Now, this kid is...
Max will get you out of anything.
Hey, how about this? How about Denton Day? Denton Day has did what no one has done, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, he did the junks. So.
Yeah. I heard you talk about that earlier because, unbeknownst to you, I've been listening for a long time, Doc.
I don't believe that. But I don't even think you've handled the junk solo.
I have done the junkie by myself. Yes, it's been a while.
Max, what did I tell you?
Like 2019, maybe.
Really?
Nah, I don't think 2020, but
Max,
like 2019. Yeah.
Max, what did I tell you?
I couldn't imagine.
I told Max nobody's done that unless the Rooster's done. No one else has done that. To go 5 hours. To go their whole trip solo. They got 7 people on the show.
Yeah, I know.
And to pull that off solo, because they have a band.
Yeah.
And to replace a band.
Yeah, they have an army of resources.
It's a band. It's like a rock band.
I hear you, Doc.
They're the Beatles.
I hear you.
They're the Rolling Stones.
And
it's a band. So you replace a band with a solo act? It's almost impossible.
Well, you know, here's the one thing I will say, and I can't really say too much, is that was not the game plan. Let's just call it that.
Right.
But D-Day, no surprise to anybody, one of the most talented young men that we have in our fold, he seamlessly executes everything. So, not a surprise.
He was a stud. Now, he's training in SEAL Team 6 environment every day. With Sheehan. So, I mean, that's got to be the worst
assignment in sports. That is true. And I'm sure D-Day probably went from hosting the Junks for 5 hours by himself to running a marathon. You know?
Yeah, or mini marathon. Yeah, or half. I think they call them
half marathon.
My son's a runner. Yeah, they call them a short, or they got this lingo. I saw him the other day. What'd you do today? I ran 10 miles. Well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No, it was just I'm training. This was just interval. It was just speed work.
Yeah.
What?
This is a light jog. A light jog.
Yeah. A 10-mile walk, and I would need paramedics. But that's good. Rooster, I can't pay you for this. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Doc. I don't want your money. I've never been after your money. I know you have a veritable fortune. There's only one Super Bowl champion on the radio right now, and it's not me, and it's not Max. So I know you have that veritable fortune. I hope when you get off the radio tonight, I hope that you're able to relax, kick back, maybe a little cognac, a nice cigar,
SJ9,
maybe a cheeseburger, medium rare cheeseburger.
You're set. 4th of July. Your boy's going to work, man. We got the silo. It's the fireworks show. Great fun. Come on, man. This is a tradition.
Just don't Jason Pierre Paul yourself, okay?
No.
I mean, we don't want any JPP.
Yeah. No. Servant of the community. You're the guy that should get some rest. It'd be nice if you don't do a podcast tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying, Doc. I'm trying.
Or do news.
No podcasts. Okay. No podcast tonight. I'm gonna watch fireworks from air conditioning. How about that? After I barbecue.
Okay. Well, that's a good deal. Max is screaming in my ear, Rooster, so I'm gonna have to say ta-ta. Thank you for the drive-by.
All right. Love you guys. Happy 4th of July.
Love you back.
See ya.
Max, can you believe that?
No.
That's the first.
No, I saw that. That was our first caller of the day.
That's the first caller we had. And it's a celebrity.
Incredible. This is why it's live, right?
I thought it was going to be JP. I thought you'd call it. Now, B. Mitch has offered, and I swear to goodness, he has offered to his credit, and I've said, no way. No way. You're too big a celebrity to be doing weekends. And so is JP, but JP has been doing it from day one. And Rooster has offered, and I've said, please, don't embarrass me. Kevin, I give Sheehan a lot of credit. Sheehan has definitely, I said, what would I look like? You know, because I know some of the members at the club would get pissed if his phone goes off or he's got to go. He's at a members tournament. And I said, no. Appreciate it, but no. I'll get along with it. But on that one, let's take a break. Let me recalibrate because, you know, I kind of like being overwhelmed, you know, when you get a celebrity like that. Can you believe he did the Junks? He did a solo.
It's I still can't. I can't believe anybody does it.
Junkies.
Can't believe anybody does it. It's crazy to me.
I'm just telling you. This is. What we're pulling off is not chopped liver either. Now,
it's true. Danny, it's true.
Come on now.
But
I mean that foursome. That's Stallion, Darius. Are you kidding me?
It's big shoes to fill for sure.
One day, Darius, and they have one of their skits that they do. Oh, man, don't blow this. It's one of the coolest games. They had me on the side of the road trying to play along with this thing. It was a spelling bee.
Oh, yeah. They'll do tons of games every now and again.
They have some of the most creative things that are so good that it's not good to drive while you're listening, but if you can pull over and go with it, man, it is fantastic. It really is. Darius was on a roll. On one of these, he's quite a high IQ guy.
Their food draft, Their 4th of July food draft. That's always a must listen.
Unbelievable. That's a classic. Yeah, that's a classic, and it makes you hungry and makes you think about today. What is the go to plate? That's what I was trying to get out of my mind. What is the go to plate? But we'll take a break. We'll catch up on that. Come back here. Grant and Danny out. DOC and Max in. Let's roll. Oh, what happened to the bright sunlight? Seems like we're being tested right now, Maxie, but that's okay.
It vanished real quick.
Yeah, playing tricks on us. That's all right. We have a defense mechanism for that. It's called jackets, umbrellas, caps. And I don't know if it's going to be one of those long range rain movements.
No, it's probably going to be one of those ones where like the heavens open up and dump water on everybody for about 20 minutes to an hour, and then that's all she wrote.
Yeah, make it a little bit uncomfortable. A
little bit.
But yeah, that's okay. So you won't be able to wear your flip-flops. You have to put on your Tims or your high-top Jordans. That's all right. You'll be able to pull it off.
Stepping out in Tims in on July 4th is kind of crazy. But
well,
I get it.
Well, if it's wet, if it's muddy, it depends on where you're going, what
it's
track you're going to be on.
It's true. It's true.
To sit it out. I've done done the downtown thing, done a couple of different locations. 4th of July has always been a good thing, especially when you're doing the parenting, the daddy role, because it's a shared event with your kids. It's not like it's an adult thing or a child thing. It's a family thing. So it's, and it's always, combine it with, you think of food, you think of Q, and
some glizzies.
And everybody does it differently. It's a different way. There's no one way to satisfy that palate and say, this is the only way you can eat, or this is the only way you can do a particular dish. That's not true. You can do it any way that you want to do it. But I always wonder, what is the starting lineup? Is there a such thing as a go-to dish? If you had that fantasy plate, what would be on that plate? If you were selecting 5 items to be on that plate.
Ooh.
I've had drafts in the past, not today, we won't do that, but where we've had it, and it has been crazy. But it's a good thing because it's, nobody's sponsoring it. You know, it's not like we're not leaning any way. We just go, what is your go-to? I don't like to make it as morbid as it sounds as your last meal. I mean, that whole deal, when you're growing up and you watch these movies and the people that were forced to die because of crimes, their last meal. That's how I started thinking about that. The original thought was your last meal. And what would you order? They're like the prisoners, the prison movie they'd be when they order for your last meal. I thought, man, that's cold-blooded. Wow. What? Okay, so let's do today. Now, as we look out and it's thundering, seeing rain the whole 9 yards, do you have a 5-item go-to meal?
5 items is tough. It gives you a lot of options, which I think is great.
You have 5. How do you not have 5?
Well, it's hot dog and potato salad right off the bat. Those are my first two. I'm probably going to get a burger on there as well, so that we can call that 3 items there. Because if you're not doing burgers
and
dogs...
Did I just hear you say hot dog before a spare rib?
I mean, listen.
No, it's your prerogative. It's your plate.
I come from a 4th of July celebration where we fire up the grill and do burgers and dogs. Now...
Okay, that's not bad. I like that too.
If you have a big green egg on you, you're
okay.
you're living great.
The green egg, yeah, the green egg's nice.
Yeah, because I got a neighbor who does immaculate barbecue, best I've ever had in my life. He does ribs, does pulled chicken, all that. I'll walk out in my backyard. He has his own business. I'll walk out in my backyard in the middle of the winter, and it smells like the middle of summer. It's amazing.
Wow.
But
wow.
Those are the top 3 right off the board: a cheeseburger, a hot dog, and some potato salad. What do you got, Doc?
Cheese. So you got a cheeseburger, hot dog, and when did I get the third?
Some potato salad.
And you're a potato salad guy.
Yeah. Mac and cheese, of course, but that's, I find that given.
It is like cheeseburger is a given. I'm not mad at the hot dog. As a matter of fact, I'm really glad now that Five Guys has the hot dog.
Yeah.
Half smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Very.
I don't think any guy that came up in Little League cannot be in love with the hot dog. The hot dog, to me, it's never been about the eating kind. It's always been about a Little League thing. It's a snack bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what comes to my mind every single time.
But the hot dog, to me, was bumped out once I got introduced to the hot link.
This is, mm-hmm, sure.
See, the link over the dog, I'm taking the link.
I completely understand.
Yeah, so that's where it was like elevate the link.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
goodness. Brings it up a notch, yeah.
Oh.
A link, a brat, a thing of, yeah.
Now, the brat's a beautiful thing, too, but the link?
The link is...
And then it comes down to potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Baked beans,
mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese, but there's been some cabbage. See, I love cabbage. I mean, there's...
You big coleslaw guy?
Yeah, I like coleslaw. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a lot of things that were like, my mom, she'll say, you got to go by the Colonel and get me some coleslaw. Should be specific on the Colonel's slaw.
Has to be Colonel's slaw.
It got to be the Colonel's slaw. And I go, okay. Yeah, right. Colonel Sanders slaw. There's some, the things over. Like I heard Rooster, here we go over the mustard and ketchup thing, which I just crack up over because I'm a mustard guy with fries. Like I don't do ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ketchup to me is for children.
All right, sure.
Yeah, you give your kids ketchup. I don't do ketchup. But I ain't mad at you if you do. It's your thing. Do you.
Listen, I'm just sauces in general I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. This is your thing. It's my plate. So I get to do my plate.
Yeah, we got our own plate.
I want to do my plate. Yeah.
This is true.
And so it is, I'm going to just say, but the cheeseburger, like, My ground beef, it's got to have onions in it or mm-hmm. around it. It's
yeah.
a very, cannot be one without them.
Oh, we're grilling onions on that grill. We got a little tinfoil packet going.
Yeah. Full of onions. There you go.
Yeah, have to.
There you go. Okay, so you get it. Is your bread grilled?
Has to be. Has to be grilled and buttered.
Look at you. How do you know all this? You're too young to know this.
No.
Somebody must be in there with you.
Yeah.
Who's in there with you?
Listen, I've got a guide in hand.
Wait, is heavy metal in there with you?
No. I'm alone in this booth, alone in this fishbowl.
Okay.
All by myself.
Yeah, I thought I'd get you on that. Those are little things that a lot of people don't.
Ooh, you're not going to get me with an untoasted bun. You'll never catch me with an untoasted bun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is good. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop at this point because, see, this is ignorant. To keep doing this and be sitting here looking at a bottle of water is what I'm looking at, and the raindrops are falling around my head. So let's go to break on that. We will attack the 5 o'clock hour. Can you believe this? Little mention of the pigskin. Not that we don't want to, and we did give you a little bit of that because we did put out a little bit of a survey teaser. About the top 10, the poll that we decided we wouldn't chase. But it was a good one, though. It wasn't a bad one. It was top 10 clutch quarterbacks in the NFL that we really never did get to solve. Denton Day is the author of that one. And I usually don't chase the ambulance like that, but that wasn't bad. Clutch. Maybe we'll come back to that. Stick and stay with us here. DOC, Max, in for Grant, and Danny on the Fan. Oh, what happened to the bright sunlight? Seems like we're being tested right now, Maxie, but that's okay.
It vanished real quick.
yeah, playing tricks on us. That's all right. We have a defense mechanism for that. It's called jackets, umbrellas, caps. And I don't know if it's going to be one of those long... rain movements.
No, it's probably going to be one of those ones where, like, the heavens open up and dump water on everybody for about 20 minutes to an hour, and then that's all she wrote.
Yeah, make it a little bit uncomfortable. A
little bit.
But, yeah, that's okay. So you won't be able to wear your flip-flops. You have to put on your Tims or your high-top Jordans. That's all right. You'll be able to pull it off.
Stepping out in Tims on July 4th is kind of crazy. But
well, if it's wet, if it's muddy, it depends on where you're going, what track you're going to be on.
It's true. It's true.
To sit it out. I've done done the downtown thing, done a couple of different locations. 4th of July has always been a good thing, especially when you're doing the parenting, the daddy role, because it's a shared event with your kids. It's not like it's an adult thing or a child thing. It's a family thing. So it's, and it's always, combine it with, you think of food, you think of Q, and,
some
and everybody does it differently. It's a different way. There's no one way to satisfy that palate and say, this is the only way you can eat, or this is the only way you can do a particular dish. That's not true. You can do it any way that you want to do it. But I always wonder, what is the starting lineup? Is there a such thing as a go-to dish? If you had that fantasy plate, what would be on that plate? If you were selecting 5 items to be on that plate.
Ooh.
I've had drafts in the past. Not today. We won't do that. But where we've had it, and it has been crazy. But it's a good thing because it's nobody's sponsoring it. You know, it's not like we're not leaning any way. We just go, what is your go-to? I don't like to make it as morbid as it sounds as your last meal. I mean, that whole deal, when you're growing up and you watch these movies and the people that were forced to die because of crimes, their last meal. That's how I started thinking about that. The original thought was your last meal. And what would you order? They like the prisoners, the prison movie they'd be at when they order for your last meal. I thought, man, that's cold-blooded. Wow. What? Okay, so let's do today. Now, as we look out in this thundering, seeing rain the whole 9 yards, do you have a 5-item go-to meal?
5 items is tough. It gives you a lot of options, which I think is great.
Yeah, 5. How do you not have 5?
Well, it's hot dog and potato salad right off the bat. Those are my first two. I'm probably gonna get a burger on there as well, so that we can call that 3 items there. Because if you're not doing burgers,
wait a minute, did I just hear you say hot dog before a spare rib?
I mean, listen.
No, it's your prerogative. It's your plate.
I come from a 4th of July celebration where we fire up the grill and do burgers and dogs. Now,
okay, that's not bad. I like that too.
If you have a big green egg on you, you're living great.
Green egg. Yeah, the green egg's nice.
Yeah, because I got a neighbor who does immaculate barbecue, best I've ever had in my life. He does ribs, does pulled chicken, all that. I'll walk out in my backyard. He has his own business. I'll walk out in my backyard in the middle of the winter, and it smells like the middle of summer. It's amazing.
Wow.
But
wow.
Those are the top 3 right off the board: a cheeseburger, a hot dog, and some potato salad. What do you got, Doc?
Cheese. So you got a cheeseburger, hot dog, and
some potato salad.
And you're a potato salad guy.
Yeah. Mac and cheese, of course, but that's, you know, I find that given.
It is like cheeseburger is a given. I'm not mad at the hot dog. As a matter of fact, I'm really glad now that Five Guys has the hot dog.
Yeah.
Half smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Very
I don't think any guy that came up in Little League cannot be in love with the hot dog. The hot dog, to me, has never been about the eating kind. It's always been about a Little League thing. It's a snack bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what comes to my mind every single time.
But the hot dog, to me, was bumped out once I got introduced to the hot link.
This is, sure.
See, the link over the dog, I'm taking the link.
I completely understand.
Yeah, so that's where it was like elevate the link.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
brings
goodness.
It up a notch,
just,
yeah.
Oh.
A link, a brat, a thing of, yeah.
The brat's a beautiful thing, too, but the link.
The link is.
And then it comes down to potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
mac and cheese. But there's been some cabbage. See, I love cabbage. I mean, there's...
You big coleslaw guy?
Yeah, I like coleslaw. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a lot of things that were like... My mom, she'll say, you got to go by the Colonel and get me some coleslaw. She'll be specific on the Colonel's slaw.
Has to be Colonel's slaw.
It got to be the Colonel's slaw. And I go, okay. Yeah, right. Colonel Sanders slaw. There's some, you know, the things over. Like, I heard Rooster... Here we go over the mustard and ketchup thing, which I just crack up over because I'm a mustard guy with fries. Like, I don't do ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ketchup to me is for children.
All right, sure.
Yeah, you give your kids ketchup. I don't do ketchup. But I ain't mad at you if you do. It's your thing. Do you.
Listen, I'm just sauces in general I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm saying this is your thing. It's my plate, so I get to
Fair.
Do my plate.
Yeah, we got our own plate.
I
want
to do my plate, yeah.
This is true.
And so it is, I'm going to just say, but the cheeseburger, like my ground beef, it's got to have onions in it or mm-hmm. around it. It's
yeah.
a very, cannot be one without them.
Oh, we're grilling onions on that grill. We got a little tinfoil packet going.
Yeah, yeah.
Full
oh,
of onions.
You go.
Yeah, have to.
There you go. Okay, have so to. So you get it. You get it. Is your bread grilled?
Has to be. Has okay. to be grilled and buttered.
Look at you. How do you know all of you? Too young to know this.
No.
Somebody must be in there with you.
Yeah.
Who's
oh,
in there with you?
Listen, I've got a guiding hand.
Wait, is the heavy metal in there with you?
No. I'm alone in this booth, alone in this fishbowl.
Okay.
All by myself.
I thought I'd get you on that. Those are little things that a lot of people don't.
Ooh, you're not going to get me with an untoasted bun. You'll okay, never catch me right. with an untoasted bun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's. That is good. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop at this point because, see, this is ignorant to keep doing this and be sitting here looking at a smart bottle of water. A bottle of water is what I'm looking at. And the raindrops are falling around my head. So let's go to break on that. We will attack the 5 o'clock hour. Can you believe this? Little mention of the pigskin. Not that we don't want to. And we did give you a little bit of that because we did put out a little bit of a survey teaser about the top 10, the poll that we decided we wouldn't chase. But it was a good one, though. It wasn't a bad one. It was top 10 clutch quarterbacks in the NFL that we really never did get to solve. Denton Day is the author of that one. And I usually don't chase the ambulance like that, but that wasn't bad. Clutch. Maybe we'll come back to that. Stick and stay with us here. DOC Max in for Grant. And Danny on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.